July the 27th, 2010, Māori Language Week. This is Māori Language Week, a time to think about the survival of the Māori language and to encourage more people to use it. Listen to more about the purpose of Māori Language Week. July the 29th, 2009. About 18,000 people are fluent in Māori, but the number of fluent speakers is dropping. Only about 7% of Māori people speak the language well. However, 54% of Māori people say they can understand it. On the positive side, more young people are learning Māori, and more Pākehā are learning Māori. Some Māori words are now part of New Zealand English. Kia ora is a common greeting, and most of us know words like kai, food, marae, meeting house, hui, meeting, mokopuna, grandchildren, kamatua, elders, hangi, cooking food in the ground, tangi, for someone who has died, te reo, Māori language. Children learn basic Māori words at kindergarten and school, as well as songs in Māori. TV and radio often include Māori greetings or introductions. Government departments, politics, universities, libraries are just some of the places where we see Māori labels. Māori ceremonies for important visitors are also common. However, a few Māori labels, greetings, ceremonies, and common words are not enough for the language to survive. The government spends $250 million on helping to keep te reo alive. Some of that money is for Māori radio and TV, and some for Māori language lessons. This week, the focus is on kai, different foods, ways of preparing food, eating together. Some supermarkets have put Māori labels for food to remind us of Māori Language Week. If you want to learn the New Zealand National Anthem, listen to Radio New Zealand. To learn some Māori words, go to www.koreromaori.co.nz.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。